Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
And this is Winning Cures Everything. We're going to give out our top 10. This is before they have announced theirs. We're dealing with NFL stuff and everything else. The College Football Playoff Committee has announced their top four. I think we are pretty similar on the top four. It is everything else that is up for grabs. So we're releasing this, or not releasing, we're recording at 12:20 p.m. Central Time on Sunday. So if they are the same or different from the College Football Playoff Committee's rankings, that way you will know it is, like, this is just our opinion. This is what we think the final top 10 should be after all has been said and done. So, you want me to go on and go first?
Doesn't matter. Far away.
Hey, you know what? Let's, because obviously this is a different show, winningcureseverything.com, all of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms, etc. are over there. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button for us, leave us some comments, tell us what you think the top 10 should be, who should be in that we left out, who should not be in that we have in, etc. Go on and leave that in the comment section. If you're listening on the podcast, especially Apple Podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button and leave us a nice review. We always appreciate those. It helps us out with Apple's algorithm. That's always a good thing. It'll help support our community. We're trying to build this thing up a little more, so we would appreciate that if you would knock it out. SmackApparel.com is a sponsor on the show. Use promo code WIN, that's W-I-N, and you get 20% off of your order. They got awesome shirts from pro and college teams. Go check them out. They got some really fun stuff, really funny stuff as well. And anything that's over $40 that you buy, you can buy three t-shirts that are $20 a piece, it's $60. You use the 20% off coupon code, whatever, it'll drop down to what, $48 or whatever the math is. I don't know what it is. But if it's over $40, it's going to ship for free. And you get 20% off. Get your Christmas shopping done. Knock that thing out. So, smackapparel.com, use promo code WIN for a 20% discount on that. And the show is always brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six incredible sports books. You can find more information on those, along with their incredible golf courses, their amazing steakhouses, all the different stuff they got going on. They got a bunch of concerts, everything else. It's always a good time when you go down there. Go to tunicatravel.com to get more information on those. Let's go ahead and jump in. The top 10, I'm going to go in and give mine, and then Chris will give his, and we might argue a little bit. Maybe not. We'll see. Number one for me, LSU, is what it is. I think it speaks for itself. Oh, I've got Clemson at number two. I think Clemson is better than Ohio State. So I've got Ohio State third. I've got Oklahoma fourth. So I think that's about what the committee's got. The committee's got Ohio State two, whatever. Now we get into the other stuff. I've got Georgia at five. I've got Florida at six. I've got Baylor at seven. I've got Alabama eight, sorry, Oregon nine, and Penn State 10. Now, you could convince me to have Wisconsin at 10 over Penn State. I'm not going to make that change, though. I think Penn State would probably beat Wisconsin. I don't have a good reason for it. I just think that's what would happen. I've got no good reason there.
I can't do the "I think this team would beat that team," by the way, for rankings, is because if we were going to do that, I fully believe that Alabama is the fourth best team in the country. But
yeah,
I don't.
But resume doesn't hold there. I understand.
They don't deserve to be there, which is why I just refuse to say this team's better than that team, so I'm doing that. I just have to look at resumes. I haven't always been the most consistent when you get to the middle sometimes, because every now and then I'll nudge another team, but it just has to be the number one over overwhelming criteria.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Makes sense. I do have Georgia over Florida. Like, one of the things about this, why I can't necessarily put a team that beat another team over another team. Like, I almost wanted to put Florida here, but, you know, with Alabama and Auburn, like, I still think Alabama is the better football team, even though Auburn won the game, right? Like, the way that the game played out, the way that the stats worked, all that kind of mess, I still think Alabama is a better team. You look at, you know, Penn State, Minnesota, maybe. Like, Minnesota may be better. Like, they were at home. They got some turnover luck, all that. I understand where you're coming from.
They dominate the football game.
I'm with you. I think.
Hang on. Penn State, Minnesota is not Alabama, Auburn. That was a back-and-forth football game all day long. Minnesota never trailed and dominated the game the entire game. Penn State was coming, like, fighting like hell to try to come back to make it look close.
Hey, by the way, Broncos, 7-0 already. So...
All right. Ticket, boys.
Go ahead and give me your top 10 here.
Like it or not, this is what I got. It's mostly all based on resume and what I think of these teams. All right, I got LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Oklahoma 4. I don't think that there's any discrepancy there. I got Oregon 5th. I'm not sorry. Wrong. It's misspoken thing. I saw Oklahoma. I saw the O. I knew I already said Oklahoma. I got dyslexia. Georgia 5th, Florida 6th, for the same reason you got. I wanted to put Florida ahead of them as well, and then I remembered the cocktail party, and that was not a close back-and-forth game. That was a rocking chair game for Georgia. They kind of beat the hell out of them. That has to matter. 7th, I've got Baylor. I think their only loss is to Oklahoma, and I think their schedule – people want to point out their non-conference schedule, and it always pisses me off when say people like – look at a certain part of the schedule. I think the only times people parse out sections of the schedule is when they're trying to make stats lie. And that bothers me. I want to look at the entire, we have the entire schedule in front of us. I don't think it's okay to say, look at these three games right here. They should have hurt them. No. Now we have the whole thing in front of us. We have to look at it all.
Yeah.
You agree or disagree?
No, I agree with you. I find it funny that so many people after Oregon beats Utah, and they are all pointing to, well, see, like, Oregon should have been smarter. You shouldn't have scheduled Auburn. It's like,
no, you shouldn't have lost to Arizona State.
That's where it is. You shouldn't have lost to Arizona State. Like, you should be playing Auburn. These teams should be playing good teams. But if you're Baylor, like, what are you going to say that you shouldn't have played these, like, weak non-conference games? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Because people crushed them all year for playing those.
I know, but they've still
played Texas. They still played Oklahoma State. They still played Kansas. They still played Kansas
And now they're
State.
11-2, and they're probably going to be in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, they're good. All right, so 8, I'll get back to it. 8, I got Auburn. 9, I got Minnesota. I really struggled with those two right there. The Alabama win for Auburn is what jumped that. They're a 3-loss team over 2 2-loss teams for me, but that's a big boy win. Minnesota doesn't have that on the books. They just don't.
Well, they get the Penn State game, but
But that's not Alabama. There's a drastic difference. Penn State's not in my top 10, and I don't know that they'd be in my top 12, 13. 14. I mean, I don't know how long I got to go to get to them.
Okay.
I don't think they're great. They got one good win on the season, and ain't even a great win. And then I got Bama 10.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So, basically, our 8 through whatever. So, I think the top 7 is going to be about the same for everybody.
Maybe. I mean,
I guess it depends on what Baylor.
They have Baylor not in the top 10 when this is done.
Man, you think so?
Man, the committee hadn't liked Baylor all year. You don't think they're going to drop them some? They had them 7th, you know.
Yeah, but they went to overtime with their playoff team. Like,
they had them 7 with Oklahoma and only a 1-loss. So now they got 2 losses to Oklahoma. Are they going to have them lower than that?
I mean, they did have them down at like 14 after they lost to Oklahoma the last time. So
I'm telling you, I just don't think the committee likes them, and they don't like Minnesota. And I think the committee's wrong for that.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's this is interesting.
If I had to guess, the committee's going to have Wisconsin in here. somewhere.
Probably in the top 10. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they might have Utah in here because I don't see the committee having five SEC teams in the top 10. I might be wrong on that. Yeah. But I also think they're wrong for that. It's not SEC bias. Watch these teams play all year. Yeah.
They're just better.
Auburn's got three losses to three teams that are really good. Florida's only got two losses to two of those same teams, like that Auburn has losses to. I mean, the SEC was just really top heavy. Well, not even top heavy. They had five teams that were unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that may have been about it. Like, because the rest of the teams are not great.
I didn't say six. I didn't say any more, but no other conference has five teams this good.
No.
No other conference has two teams this good.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Anyway.
This is going to be a fun bowl season, I think.
We can get some good matchups, man. We don't get to make the matchups, and that's what pisses me off, is you got so many contracts, and these ADs get to see, you know, I don't want to play this team, I don't want to go to that location, and they have so much pull and influence over these guys that you don't get good matchups all the time because people want to run and hide from other folks.
Yeah, you're right.
I would do anything. I've made this clear. I really want to see Texas A&M. I really do. Both these teams barely made a bowl game. They're 7-5. They're not great. It's not for anything. But nobody cares about bowl games, and that would be the one non-playoff bowl game where both sides are like, we're not losing this game.
Yeah.
Now, we're not right. going to get that in another bowl game.
Now, you're right. You're right.
Two teams that hate each other. Make them play.
I'd love it. I'd love it.
It didn't sell out, by the way. You're talking about most watched bowl. It's not the playoffs.
Oh, man,
most
tickets
sold. Put that in Jerry World and sell 100,000, 110,000, 120,000 tickets.
Oh, it would be it may be the most watched bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, even more than the
playoff games. Yeah, you could be right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Of course, winningcureseverything.com, smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN for a 20% discount. And go to tunicatravel.com. Anything else we need to hit?
That's it.
I think we're good. All right, we'll see y'all next time. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.